This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furchtgott-Roth, Senior Fellow at the Hudson Institute here in Washington, where she is the Director of the Center for Employment Policy. She served as Chief Economist for the Department of Labor under President George W. Bush, as well as Chief of Staff for his Council of Economic Advisors. She's also now a contributing editor to RealClearMarkets.com. We want to get her reaction to the Labor Department reporting that in the month of May, 431,000 jobs were added to the economy, although 411,000 of those new jobs were temporary census positions. So what does this tell us about the recovery, if we're having one, in this economy? And Diana, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you. It's very disappointing that only 41,000 jobs were added in the private sector. So 431,000 were created in all, but about 10% of those in the private sector. And we've had a massive stimulus, housing bailout programs, different kinds of government spending, health care reform, and we're still not creating jobs. The percent of the unemployed who are out of work 6 months or longer has risen to a record high, 46%. So that means unemployed workers just aren't getting back in the workforce, and that's extremely troubling.
Diana, we talk about this every time. If you factor in those who are taking part-time work, who would rather have full-time work, or those who have just given up, what is the unofficial unemployment number?
16.6%, around 17%. That's actually fallen a little bit from last month, but one reason is that people dropped out of the jobs market. So the reason that the unemployment rate went down is because the civilian labor force actually shrank by 322,000. It shows that people are so discouraged about getting jobs that they're not even declaring themselves to be unemployed.
We're talking with Diana Furchtgott-Roth of the Hudson Institute, and she also served, as I mentioned before, in the Bush administration. And Diana, one of your Bush administration colleagues, Larry Lindsey, pointed out today that even the disappointing number of 41,000 new private sector jobs is tempered even more by the fact that he believes about half of those are due directly to the current cleanup operation along the Gulf Coast of the massive oil spill. If that's true...
That is true, because there was an increase in mining and exploration, and that those workers are now cleaning up the mess in the Gulf, which shows again that it's not a sustainable jobs recovery.
What do you make of the numbers compared to the projections? We heard this morning that most experts had it somewhere in the 500,000 range, even though it still would have been the vast majority of those census positions. We saw both the president and the vice president this week out in force on the stump talking about the jobs bill, expecting much better numbers. So how do you think this is being received in the White House?
Well, I'm sure they're very disappointed, but at least they have jobs. The average man in the street who's unemployed, he's the one who's really disappointed, because he wants to get a job. He has a family to support, perhaps, rent or mortgage to pay, groceries to buy. These are the people who are really disappointed. The people in government, they're doing better than average. You can hardly lose a government job. It's hard to get fired. Government jobs pay higher than average wages, including compensation, that's health care, vacation, sick leave. They pay twice the amount of private sector jobs, and they're secure, they're difficult to lose. The people who are really disappointed are the people out there looking for work, and Congress has to focus on that, has to realize that increasing taxes, regulating the financial sector, regulating the healthcare sector, regulating the environmental sector is not producing jobs. We need to go back to a different model, streamlining useless regulations and lowering taxes. It's time to change tech. It's time to press the reset button.
Diana, the president said today that he believes the economy and the job market is getting stronger by the day.
It doesn't matter what you believe. It's a matter of what the numbers say. And the numbers show that we created only 41,000 private sector jobs. He cannot say the job market is getting stronger. I mean, he can say it, but it's like all these politicians, right? They just say it because they want to seem to be bigger. They want to seem to be successful. But what's happening is the unemployed just aren't getting back to work, and the discouraged ones are dropping out of the labor market. It's a tragedy almost akin to the tragedy that's taking place in the Gulf with the BP oil spill.
So when he claims that there's consecutive months now of private sector job growth, you don't believe that's reason to believe that we're on the start of a modest but upward trend?
Well, the private sector job growth, there was private sector job growth last month of about 250,000 jobs. Now, it's private sector job growth of 41,000 jobs. That's a downward trend. That's not an upward trend.
Diana, what's going to happen once these census workers have fulfilled their responsibilities? What kind of month are we going to see whenever all those folks end up being taken off the rolls?
They're going to be finally taken off the rolls in December, and we're going to see the unemployment rate go up again. And that, again, is going to be disappointing. What we need is a change in tactic. We need to give the private sector more certainty. I mean, if you were a private sector employer, Greg, and you were told your taxes were going to go up the 1st of January 2011, and that if you weren't providing health insurance, you would have to pay $2,000 per worker, plus you might get hit if you were a financial firm with these new fees, you wouldn't provide jobs. You wouldn't create jobs either. You'd do everything you could to shrink your workforce and make use of machines and capital rather than workers. So we're not encouraging people to create jobs, and we need to change our tactic.
Diana, very sobering analysis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thanks so much, and I hope people are listening out there, especially the administration and members of Congress.
Diana Furtscott-Roth is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, where she directs the Center for Employment Policy. She served as chief economist for the Department of Labor under President George W. Bush, as well as chief of staff of his Council of Economic Advisors. She's a contributing editor at RealClearMarkets.com and is now also a columnist for The Examiner here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.